Yo, Love Talk Radio.
This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to DDP Radio. Radio.
Yo, what's up? DDP is finally in the house, and I want to go on the record as saying Skype sucks. That's all I'm saying. Skype sucks. It sucks, sucks. And thank God we have Robert to cue me in. Because I'm doing all this stuff because I got a lot of things going on right now, which I'll share with you in a moment. But it got to a point where Robert sent me, why did you text me, bro? He sent me a thing like, we're in the final countdown. I look up, it's got like, it's 5:56. I go, I got to do the show tonight. It's Thursday. I understand. I'm doing so many different things that sometimes, believe it or not, my ADD kicks in, and I'm a little bit of an airhead. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert, for bringing me in. How you doing, bro?
No problem. Doing good, man. How are you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, cool. And we have the lovely Stacy on here. Is she on here?
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
I'm in my car, but I'll be back on my landline in about 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, tell us what you're going to separate off of this, because I want you to introduce what the show's about and everything, since we had talked about that. It's one of your fortes. Do we have the Monster Motivator on? Is he on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Okay, guys, let me give you a little fill-in on what's been happening. For starters, Mr. Monster Motivator was at my house this last weekend. We had a hell of a time. For you guys who been listening for a while now. Last time Doug came here, he brought me all these movies and was hooking me up with everything and the internet. And he got here and thing crashed out, couldn't get it to work. This time he had all his bases covered. And a lot of you who are part of Team YRG know that Doug was the first one there, and that's how he earned the name the Monster Cheerleader one time. And boy, did he take some ribbon from that, boy. Henry and Richie and Henry and Robert, everybody was on the top. He is just the Monster Motivator at YRG. And he's been taking some time down because of injuries. And really, I developed this workout originally because of injuries. It had nothing to do with late weight loss. Again, why I'm changing the whole name to DDP's Zero Impact Fitness. And now, again, like I've told people before, I'm going to say it again. The YRG, it stands for You're Ready, Go. And in Doug's scenario, he'd been injured, really badly. He overcame all that, lost 100 pounds in 9 months. He was, just killing it with the workouts. Of course, Doug did every single workout of the YRG system in one day, all the workouts. So you wonder why you feel like a piece of shit sometimes because you beat your body up too much. So long story short, he comes to spend the time with me. And I don't do hour workouts anymore. They're anywhere from an hour and 20 to an hour and 30 minutes, unless someone's got to get in and out in an hour. But I'm still going to get my hour and 20, hour and 30 minutes in because I'm getting ultra lean and eating as much of the My Picky Eaters cookies and cupcakes as I want. Okay, because I got my metabolism going so fast right now. So the bottom line is he got here, and the first workout we did together, how long did we go, Doug?
Hour and 33 minutes.
How many seconds?
The second one was like an hour and 28 minutes.
And what about the third?
It was like right around the same thing, an hour and 30 or something like that.
I hope you took pictures.
He got some pictures. Well, he actually has... it's going to end because we had some world-class athletes working out with us that day. Two guys are former NFL players, Payo Johnson and Casey. I can't remember Casey's last name. Let's say it's Carlson. But they both played in the NFL for 5 years. And you're just super studs. They're both like 28 or 29 or 30. They're young, though. And then we had my buddy Matt Buschel. And you could catch Matt's been on a bunch of different shows. He was just on The Defender. He played CSI. He's going to be a big star. And we had Cameron Moline, right? Cameron was with us, right, Doug?
Yes.
Yeah, Cameron Moline. Remember that name, Cameron Moline. This kid's going to be a super star. He's 17 years old, and he's just a super stud, and he can hang and bang with anybody. And he's out here being an actor at 17. He's already getting pilots, thrown at him. And just remember that name. I'll keep you posted as we move on, because he is also another YRG warrior. We had six guys in the room, and man, we heated up this place, man, and we tore it down. But anybody who can do, like, the diamond cutter workout, you can still do this. You just have to modify. Simple as that. So we had a great time together. What did you take away from your experience this weekend, Doug?
Other than being sore?
Yeah.
No, I mean, just learning everything new and, being around you, it helps me because I have a million different questions every time I see you. How can I, one of the things I did was, once I lost the weight, what goals can I set now? Because sometimes it's hard. A lot of people focus on the weight, so it was talking about goals and, actually, just like I said, just getting different moves, the different workouts, how to modify, different ways of modifying stuff. So all in all, it was just a wonderful, wonderful trip.
And what about the salads?
Salad. Two salads in a row. And I
But were there any salads, anything like you've ever eaten before?
No, nothing. This isn't just a regular salad, no.
No, there's not, to me, the salad, it's like when people call, I don't even call it salad, it's just a meal. Because it's like when people call YRG yoga, it pisses me off. Because at this point, especially if you're coming to the YRG, DDP's YRG retreat extravaganza, if you're coming to that, you'll find out. It's not, you're going to go like, wow, this is like a whole different level. And I'm going to be showing modifications to every single move as we go through it. So there's no one who actually can't do it. Whoever's moving around their phone, or we got Darth Vader moving around his phone. So before I bring, hello, whoever's moving around their phone, stop. Okay, now you stop. Now stop. Okay. So before I get into Stacy and bring her on to what our topic is tonight, let me give you a little update. Uncle on the moving around. Okay, so give you a little update. I was going out and producing DDP Changing Lives. Originally, Transformation Nation was the show that I was waiting for to be a part of that show. And then they said that it wasn't going to happen. Well, this is Hollywood. Boom, all of a sudden it's happening again. So I'll give you more of a word on that next week. But it looks like he might be popping DDP into Transformation Nation, which I'm pretty excited about. So we'll see. It's just positive bullshit right now, but it's like positive bullshit level 6, which is way better than positive bullshit level 1. And as you remember last week, I told you I had to go to the doctor and I had the bleeding kidneys and blah, blah, blah. That all cleared up. Must have been like a kidney stone or something. Turns out the positive side of it is I got my bladder's crystal clear. My kidneys, the doc said, you got the kidneys of a 30-year-old. And I'm going to be 55 coming up in April. And liver, he said, it blew his mind. So that's really great to know that. And I guess I was just passing something that could have been a stone or something, which made it bleed. But that being said, the reason why I brought that up last week, because whenever anybody gets any kind of bad news, the first thing they do, uncle, who's ever moving around, is anybody else hearing that besides me, or is it just my phone? Because I know
I hear it.
Okay, stop. Never doing it. So the whole reason I brought it up was so that people who get hit with what could be bad news could not be bad news. You know, there was a study that 70% of the things that we worry about never happen. They never happen. But we will worry ourselves and, you know, twist ourselves into the ground like a screw, you know, to our head pops off. You know, that's why I wanted to share that with you guys, because I could have just easily fell on emotional gravity along that line. But you know what? Screw it. I can't control that. All I control is how I react to that situation. And then once I find out whether it's great news, which it was, or bad news, which it could have been, then I got to figure out how I'm going to react to that. It's all about how you react, adapt, and inevitably take action, which is what all about is living life at 90%. That's what it's all about. So if you're listening to this, you're a member of Team YRG, you know, you just got to, you know, I'm sure I sent you out an initial welcome, and I told you to go to Team YRG or go to one of my blogs, and it says, want to know more about Live Life at 90%? I sell it for $19.95 on my site. You're a member of Team YRG, you get it for free. Go watch it. It'll help you. What else? I'm not sure if I'm going to be going to WrestleMania or not. There is a little word out there about that might happen, and I'm not really sure because I just got an awesome booking to go up to WonderCon in San Francisco on that weekend, and they've sold like 200,000 tickets or something, so I can go there and make a lot of money. So it'll be a little torn back and forth. I'm also going to be in Buffalo on the 27th. I'm actually going to be in for that weekend going into that. I'm going to see my boy Henry Dembski up there. Looking forward to that. And Henry, we're really good buddies now. You can actually pick up the phone and call me. Don't waste your time Facebooking me, because Facebook, I get, there's 500 people that are waiting for me to send them back an email. I'm waiting to like totally rebrand. Most of the people I don't know, you know, because they're coming on asking for a request to be a friend, but I've already hit my limit, and I've got 800-something requests for people. And so I use that only as a tool to communicate with people who actually communicate with me on my wall. Communicate. You got something to say to me? Say to me on the wall, because I always answer that shit back. As far as the messages, unless it's private or something, and most of you got my home email anyway, send it to that. Or pick up the fucking phone. I'm a phone guy, okay? Pick up the phone. Did you get my email? No, I didn't get your email. I got 70 of them there. You know, my buddy Marlon calls me 10 times a day. But did you get my email? No. So I'm sure I'll get it at some point. So that's a scoop. I'll be in Buffalo for the man's God, I got to get that right. I'll promote it more next week. It's like the man show. If Henry's on, put a little post up there in the chat room, and Doug can say exactly what it is. Because I've got my when I'm trying to get onto the show in Skype. Did I tell you Skype sucks?
So, I think you mentioned that. Yeah.
Did I mention? I just want to make sure Skype sucks. I've got so many windows open in my thing, I'll never be able to find it. As a matter of fact, Robert, do me a favor, go over to my Twitter and tell people that we're on the air right now, and maybe some people will come over from that. So I'll be at this man show in Buffalo on the 27th, I believe it is, that Saturday. I'll be doing some stuff on the radio up there, and if you're anywhere near the Buffalo area, you want to come on down. It's going to be a good time. And
you said it's called the man show at the casino. The man show.
Man,
that's what it's called, I guess.
So it is the man show. The man show at the casino. Okay, cool. So if you're anywhere near the area, you want to come on down. I'm going to be signing some autographs for about 2 hours, and then I'm going to go right to the stage, and I'm going to do a little, a little inspirational thing, and I'm going to take some people through some YRG workout. You know, I'll show the Arthur video and the Stacy pics, and all Doug and. You know, all the different guys, Kev, all the guys, all the great transformations I've had, I'm going to blow through them and, have fun with it at the same time as educating people, and then take them through about a 25-minute workout. So that's coming up. Now, the really fun thing I did, now I sent you all a bunch of email out about it, and I'm about to send a blast out to everybody on my Diamond Dallas page site about the trailer that I did, actually, Matt Giorgio, who's a member of Team YRG, and I'm just going to call him Giorgio because I was going to call him MG, but Giorgio is such a cool-ass name. You agree with that? You guys like that name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elegant.
It's cool, right? Yeah, it's cool. So, you know, so Giorgio put together. We've been working on this interview I did with Rob Van Dam. Everybody knows we've had Rob Van Dam on the show. He's the only guy who says fuck more than I do. And he was on the show. There was F-bombs flying all over that night. And he's really inspirational. And I actually interviewed Rob before we did the workout. And there's a guy named Justin McCulley. And Justin's an MMA fighter. He fought in the UFC for a while. Really great guy and a really badass in the ring. And I went down there to meet Justin, but to also take him through the workout and his brother at the L.A. Boxing. They have the original L.A. Boxing gym. So if you see those around, like I know there's one in Chicago, and they're all different places. It started in Costa Mesa at this gym that I did YRG at. And what I did is had my buddy Marlon film us, and it was me and Rob, and then we went in and we did the workout. We got clips of that. And then we filmed some stuff afterwards when Justin was actually showing how great YRG is if you're an MMA fighter, mainly because when you're on the mat and he shows you as he's telling you, thank God I had a camera going. I'd have been so pissed if I didn't have that film, because he literally breaks down what you're doing when you're doing a sprawl or trying to grab someone or hook them or, you know, try to get them to submit. You're engaging every muscle the entire time. Guess what? That's YRG. So he actually breaks it down from a fighter's point of view, which was really amazing. But this isn't just like a straight interview and workout. This is fun. Giorgio is an amazing editor, and what he did is he gave me an opening for my show. For now, the real DDP video blogs, they're gone. They're still there, but the new name is just DDP TV. And for people who want to check out some of the blogs, it's ddptv.com now, because Robert secured that today. But the interview is, we broke it into three parts. It's really funny at points. And instead of trying to get a clean cut of me talking from beginning to end, I just give him everything. So he helps make fun of me, because I do really do some funny shit when I screw up. So it's he uses it, and he makes it good. And we got Rob doing a bunch of different stuff, and we got a little monkey in there, because, you know, I've been using monkeys. I've been calling people monkey forever. So that works out. So if you want to see it, and you didn't get it yet, you can go to DiamondDallasPage.com and hit DDP TV, or you can just go to DDPTV.com and check it out, because we have a trailer up. And we're going to start running it next week and do it once a week. And I'm also going to do a piece on Charlie Sheen that I guarantee you has you crying laughing. So really excited about a lot of stuff that we're doing. You know, the team that we have together here, to me, is just amazing. You know, starting with my main man, Robert, the webmaster, who puts everything together and oversees everything that we're doing, and having Stacy and Doug here and being such a part of the team and creating that inspiration for the people. Believe me, because you guys know I go and welcome everyone, and it never goes unnoticed to me who actually goes up there and does that to me, because that's huge. And welcoming people, that makes the people feel so welcome coming in. And then, of course, now we got Giorgio on the edit booth. So, I mean, there's going to be some really cool things happening come the Year of the Diamond Cutter, which will be starting April 5th. The Year of the Diamond Cutter starts to explode. Okay, now that I got all my rant and bullshit out of the way, let me hand it over to the lovely Stacey Morris. Yes, yes.
Can I say something real quick? Because I want to hit back about what you said about why you created YRG. I just went to I'm going to give you just a quick insight here. I just came back from having I have so much issues with my body. I just came back from having a CT scan and also an MRI on my spine. And, of course, both doctors were like, it doesn't look good. You know, degenerative discs, arthritis, my spine is out of alignment, herniation again, just numerous things. But what I wanted to point out was, it's not getting me down at all, that the one thing was, when I went to my VA doctor and I said, what else can I do? She said, do things like yoga, stretching. I said, I already do that. And I said, without this, I would be a mess. And she said, no, without this, you would be crippled.
Wow. That's powerful. I went to the doc today just to get my final clearing, and I saw this older woman and older man, both in their, early 80s, somewhere in that area, both of them in wheelchairs. I mean, they couldn't. Darth Vader, go away. Both of them in wheelchairs, and both of them so frail. You know, if you stop using your body as you get older, guess what? You stop doing it, you lose it. And that's why I would talk about work. That's why I like people to work out with their toe barefoot as opposed to wearing sneakers and stuff. You know, it really comes down to, I'm telling you, at 85 years old, I'm going to still be putting my foot over my head. I will guarantee it. If I'm still alive, if God blesses me to live that long, I know I'm still going to put my foot over my head because I do it every single day, and I do it for a longer period of time, every single day. At least once a week, I do it longer than I did the week before. Okay, Stacy, give us the lead in for today. What are we talking about? And remember, you don't just have to talk about this. It's an open forum. Anybody wants to call in? Stacy's out there. Let's throw out the number right now. What's the number, guys? The number? Robert? Somebody? Robert?
I got it. It's 347-994-1216.
Okay.
Okay, so the topic is the importance of mapping out a vision and, you know, having a specific goal or a target in mind. And I totally love this topic because it's something I've been doing for years, even, you know, before I started my transformation. And I guess it kind of goes back to Oprah because she had a guest on her show one time who does what a thing called treasure maps. And do you all know what that is?
Nope.
All right. Well, it's very easy. You just kind of take like a big piece of cardboard, go to your favorite magazines and cut out pictures of what you want, you know. And
right.
It really speaks to the power of the unconscious mind. And I'm telling you, I know Dallas has a real hardcore kind of, you know, warrior approach to goals, but I never did. So what I thought, well, I can just cut pictures out. I mean, that's easy enough. So I did a treasure map probably 10 years ago. And this is the cool part about the unconscious mind. It's so powerful that you don't even really have to believe. You know, you don't. I mean, for years I didn't believe that I could get to the size that I am now. But I had pictures. And I thought, well, what's the, you know, harm in just keeping these around? And last year, I realized, oh, my God, this board that I've had for 10 years, now that's what I look like, you know. And I didn't obsess about it. I just kind of had them in my vision, and it was there, and I would, you know, make a point to look at them on a pretty regular basis. But really, at the time, I didn't believe that it could happen, but I thought, I'm keeping these pictures anyway, and it happened. Now, I'm not saying that that's entirely the way to go. I mean, you do have to couple it eventually with action and really doing the legwork. But it's a really powerful tool, and it's actually kind of fun, too. So that's how I did it. That's what, you know, how I attracted if you go to my blog, StacyMorrisHungryForTheTruth.com, you'll see I'm holding a picture of something. I wanted to kind of get to a size where I could wear a certain type of shirt because all I ever wore for 20 years was big black shirts, like with no shape or no you know design. So I have this shirt, and I put it in my treasure book. And this was like 6 years ago. 2 years ago, a lady came to my door wearing the very shirt, you know, like the exact same shirt, and this shirt must have come out on the market, you know, years ago. And I'm like, oh, my God. So this really does work. And then recently she lent it to me. At the time she came to my door, I could not have fit into the shirt. She just lent it to me. So I it's on my blog. I'm wearing the shirt and holding the treasure map that I had created like 6 years prior.
That's crazy.
So it's powerful.
That's crazy
stuff.
You know, I'm going to just add to that. Have you guys heard Napoleon's Hill, Think and Grow Rich?
Yeah.
Okay. Every single inspirational book ever comes off of that. I mean, I can't remember what year it was actually written, but it's the originator. You know, it's the first diamond cutter, you know, of all. And And a friend of mine, she was talking, you know, I'd seen it on her table. And I said, you're reading Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich? She goes, yes, have you read it? I said, you know, I have it. I know of it, but I've never really read it. She goes, you live it, but you should still read it. Because what happens is we get lost sometimes. We get lost in the fact that sometimes, you know, we think we're moving forward and we're traveling and achieving our goals, and then you start to doubt yourself. Me too. You know, so I start, she said, when you read that book, she goes, it's going to take you to the next level. So in the book, it talks about the secret. Now, this is before there was any secret or secret the movie or any of that shit. And I think that that secret is really positive when it comes down to what Stacey's talking about right there, creating the treasure board, creating manifesting thoughts into realities. But what the secret missed out was telling you got to work your ass off for it. That's the real secret. You know, you got to imagine it, and then you got to work your ass off for it. So, because that metamorphosis that you've gone through, Stacey, did that just happen to you?
No, and I now thinking back, I really think that these pictures of what I want to look like, which is how I look now, somehow worked to attract, you know, you and YRG and this whole thing into my life. And that's what made the change. I mean, I had to do the work, but I really think that there's a link. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's all linked up, because let me tell you what happened. And you're going to think this is like totally crazy, okay? But it's every word of what I'm about to tell you is true. So I read the introduction, which is pretty long. And I like to read when I'm going to bed, because I get like, you know, maybe get a chapter in or so. And I fall asleep. It puts me to sleep. So, but when I'm reading that, and I go back and go reread if I fell asleep earlier. And so I reread for probably a second or third time the introduction. And it talks about the secret. And some people will actually be lucky enough to figure out the secret in the second chapter. He goes, some people have to wait till the end of the book. He said, and some people never figure it out. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but indirectly, I guess I will be telling you this. While I was reading the introduction, I figured it out. And I thought, God, I've done that my whole life. On everything I've ever achieved. Remember, the guy who started wrestling, got into wrestling as a manager at 31, became a wrestler at 35. You know, career took off when I was 40. By the time I was 41, 42, 43, I was one of the Beatles when it came to professional wrestling. And I was a world champion. I was living a dream on like a whole other level. But it all came down to manifesting that dream and then working my ass off to get there. So much has to do with your attitude and having a positive attitude and eliminating the negative things that are around you. Even if you really love them, sometimes you got to get rid of them. And so what I did over this period is I readjusted my brain. I readjusted my thought pattern, and I said, this is what I'm going to have. This is what's going to change. This is how I'm going to change life. This is how, you know, the rest will just come. And so in a 24-hour period after I figured this out, for starters, I finally got to talk to my partner, Jim, who's the main guy for YRG, about me taking control of YRG so I can call it DDP Zero Impact Fitness, and YRG meaning, you know, you're ready to go, and actually taking the whole structure and recreating the brand. That was a big deal because it took me 2.5 months to talk to him last time. Boom. I prepared for my conversation with him, because you just don't get on the phone with Jim Paratore and shoot the shit. You get on there and you know what you need to do, because he makes me look like I can't spell the word busy, and I've been able to spell that word for a while. So I actually had all my notes, thinking I'll leave a message for him with his office, and maybe he'll get to me in the next week or two. He picks up the phone, and I go, Jimbo, I go, you answering your own phone now? He goes, come on, DDP, you know I do what I got to do. And I go, you got 10 minutes? He goes, absolutely. By the time we hung up the phone, he goes, we're going to work this out, which was huge to me. Then I get up the next morning, and that day I come home, and I get a call from my speaking mentor. This guy's taught me how. The reason why I'm as I was saying as good as I am. The reason why I'm as good a speaker, we'll say, as I believe I am, is because of this guy Dan Clark. He helped mold me. He took my story and taught me how to break it down. He calls me up and he goes, "Listen," he goes, "I just got you five. It's really like 15 gigs in 5 days, Kansas City." Now he's never done that before, because he's never really had been in the spot at the right time to book me, and boom, I got like monster payoffs, and I get to speak 15 times in 5 days. That's going to take my speaking level to a whole nother spot, because every time I do it once here, once there, it always gets better. But you get to do three in a day, forget about it. So that happened. Then I wake up the next morning, and I get the call that Transformation Nation is on. It was like a series of things of that. Oh, then I bought a script called Clowns years ago because I want to play this evil, but still nice, sort of like Tony Soprano. Think of it like this. If the Sopranos were clowns, Tom Clown being Tony Soprano, that would be my character. And the clowns it's not makeup that makes them clowns. It's what they really look like. And that's how they masquerade through life. And it's a really awesome flick, and I bought it years ago because I wanted to star as Tom Clown, and it sat on the shelf like forever. I get a call from my partner on it. He goes, "Dude, I just got your $10,000 back for the deal, and we're changing the name to Clown Town, and it's we're in development." I'm like, "Seriously?" First of all, I kissed that money goodbye, and it just like boom fell onto my lap. So I was just manifesting all this positive energy. And it came flooding back to me. Now, I know up to a certain point, you know, it doesn't always happen like that, but it did. And when I saw this picture of Stacy in that a picture of that shirt, and then a picture of her in that shirt, that was pretty crazy. That was pretty crazy. Doug, do you have anything to add to this? Because now I'm going to open the phone lines and start bringing people on. So the number, you heard it before. What is it again? It is 347-994-1216. Is that right?
That's it.
Okay, cool. So, Doug, do you have anything to add before we take in some callers? Okay, I guess he went to the bathroom. Okay. Do we have anybody online, bro?
Actually, we've got three people online. The first one we have is Don.
Don, Big Don.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Don.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Don.
How's doing? How's everybody?
Very good.
I have a question for you, DDP.
Sure.
Why monkeys?
Because I've always called people, "Hey, yo, monkey." You want to know where I got it from? I stole it from Seinfeld. And when Kramer looked at George and he goes, "What do you want, monkey boy?" And I went, "Oh, my God, monkey boy, that's priceless." And I just started putting into my shit, you know. So I've always called people, "Yo, monkey," you know. If you go to my second or first or second video game that I did, they had a little thing where you got to pick, you know, people. I was still a heel then, and when it got to me, I went, "Yo, monkey," like there's a choice. Just pick DDP, bang, you know, something like that. Yeah, so that's actually up there on YouTube. Okay, so what else? What else besides that question? Anything else?
I just wanted to tell you that, you know what monkeys are famous for doing, right?
No, tell me, eat their own shit?
Exactly.
Well, I didn't say I was a monkey.
Okay. Actually, about today's show, you know, I think awesome idea, the storyboard, the goal board thing. I think that's awesome. And to be completely honest with you, that's something I've been doing for years because my parents found out about it a long time ago. And my dad's got a self stream on his mirror. Someday he wants to own one. More power to him. I don't see him flying it, but anyway. My thing is, I'm not into that, you know. My goal is set. I know where I want to be. I know what I want to do. And this is the vehicle to get there. I'm convinced of that. And like you said about positive attitude, just, you know, things falling in your lap, boom. I don't even know, to be honest with you, I don't even know why I added DDP on my Twitter page, other than my wife thinks you're hot. We won't go into there. But from there, it just kind of went, and it's crazy. I mean, here I am, 17 pounds lighter, and I'm feeling more energetic. I'm feeling a lot better. I've got people like Doug calling me up and giving me inspiration, you know, and I'm able to help other people, and I think that's awesome. And I think the whole community is great. I mean, I haven't even looked at the workouts yet, and I'm already really really gung-ho about this. So, in fact, I'm talking to other people about it, too. So,
well, let me tell you the same thing I told Arthur when he first started. He's the first person I ever talked to like this on the Internet that I've never met and didn't have any idea who the hell he was. I told him, I said, as important as the workout is, as important as getting that workout in, as important as the eating plan is, it's 10% of the equation. And 90% is because that's what controls where you go and what you're going to do and how you're going to handle it as it goes through. Okay, Donnie, I'm going to give you a call back later. You just sent me your number, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll get back to you, and we'll get you started on that. Okay, man? All right, who's the next caller, bro? Who's the next caller?
The next one up is Motown.
Motown!
Hey, what's up?
Dude, you ready to come up on this Saturday and do some YRG in the park or what?
Are you kidding me? I've been dying for 3 weeks now. Hope we don't get any freaking hail and snow and everything else that happened down here.
Never gets like that. You never have more than 1 week in a rain. Never.
That's what I told Doug in that email. I was like, dude, you could see bad weather. I know, in Texas. I know that. that's not why people come here. God damn. Yeah, I'm very ready. For sure. I'm ready to have my butt royally kicked.
It's going to be a good workout. I'm going to be opening up in the park. I'm going to start at 10:30. So I'm going to be, you know, make sure you bring some water, towel, sunglasses, and a mat, because it's supposed to be really sunny and nice. So it'll be great. It'll probably go about an hour. You know, a group like that, I don't really go past an hour because some of the people, they don't do it but once in a blue moon, so I don't want to kill them. You come to my house, you're pretty much going to get, and today, you better bring your A game, no matter who it is. But on the park, it's an easier workout, and I make sure I show all the modifications.
Yeah, well, I'm good. We'll be good for an hour. It'll definitely be me and my wife. I think my kids already have obligations now. I wanted to bring them, but my son's a competitive soccer player, and, man, soccer season is a whole nother animal. But
Sure.
Anyways, so I'm really stoked about this topic because I am someone who had ups and downs, and I've achieved some things, but I'm at a point right now in my life where that's my biggest problem is I have to determine what the next azimuth I need to shoot is. Like, I need a direction. And it's like, I was going to ask for tips to help determine that, and I just picked up that book. I never even heard of that book you mentioned. But
Napoleon Hill, Big Rich.
Yeah. I mean, I love those types of books, and I've had success with manifesting things and setting goals. But, you know, the goals for me personally aren't about cars or money or things like that. Now it's like, you know, now what do I do? You know, I finally got my kids in each one of their own bedrooms, you know, and things like that, and doing different things.
Right.
And it's like, now what? And I'm the worst when I'm, and that's, you described it perfectly. It's like, I feel like I'm almost like drifting at sea now, but I still got half my life to go. And it's just, you know, it's kind of unnerving to me. It's been really kind of pissing me off, to be quite honest, because when I have a distinct goal, you know, that's the last thing you want is to have, like, tell me I can't do something or put an obstacle in front of me. That's when I'm probably at my best. But, man, when, you know, it's just even in work and different things, I've done a lot of different things and had some success in a lot of different areas, and it's just I don't know how to wrap it all up and take it somewhere else. And that's what the tips I was looking for potentially, if anybody's got any, is maybe a book or an idea to try to help bring some of that shit out of me. so I can get it figured out.
For starters,
you know,
get Think and Grow Rich. For starters, get Think and Grow Rich, because, you know, Tony Robbins did a, you know, a 600-page Think and Grow Rich. So many of the guys. But it all started with Napoleon Hill. That's the guy. And he was just following Andrew Carnegie around for 20 years. And that guy made more millionaires and more heads of state and presidents and everyone. You know,
absolutely.
So that's the same with that. And have you listened to, have you gone to, on TYRG and going to get Live Life at 90%? Have you done that?
Oh, yeah, I've watched it probably
okay.
three times. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Actually, I'm trying to figure out how to, I might just, I told my wife actually just to buy the damn thing, because I'm going to make my kids sit down and watch it too. Especially, I have one that's got ADD and dyslexia too, and
right.
a little metalhead, and you know, I keep telling them every day, man, that, you know, half the successful people in the world have shit like that. You gotta like,
it's true.
There's a way, you know. So and that's
okay.
yeah, that's really great, and I that's only helped, and I like going back to that kind of stuff, because I mean. Even in the Marine Corps, like, I can have an appreciation for a kick in the butt every once in a while, man. I mean, we all need it. The emotional gravity, it's like when I'm lost, that's when it's like a big vacuum of it seems to pull in. That's when I seem to feel it the most, you know. And just trying to determine at 40, you know, where do you go from there? Like, you know, what? I need something. I need a goal. I need and it's, like I said, I know it's not about a new car or something like that. Those aren't in my head. It used to be. Those things used to, like,
how old
you know,
are you now,
I guess.
How old are you now?
What's that?
How old are you now? You're 40 in August?
August 29th, yeah.
Well, If I was you, all right, because I can't set people's goals, but I can direct them. If I was you, my goal would be to be in the best shape of my life at 40. Because to me, when I turned 40, man, I was on top of the world. And I had friends of mine, man, that were just so out of shape and felt horrible. And now that I'm only 55, I go back and see those same guys. They're, like, crippled up. I'm like, I feel bad for them. Like, it's like, dude, are you watching what I'm doing? You know, when I go to the wrestle reunions or whatever, most of the guys are crippled. There's a few guys who aren't, you know, but very few. Nash should be another one who stays in amazing shape at 51 and still actually hitting the mat. Only hits it once or twice during a match, but he still does, which is crazy to me. But yeah, he's had 17 knee operations. So, you know, I'll tell you what, when we get together on Saturday. When you get there, we'll see where you are right now, and then I'll give you a challenge and say, okay, can you hit this spot? Because there it's physically. Mentally, you got to pick something there, and then you got to pick on something that, you know, that you want to get towards. Like, some people just stop biting your nails, instead of goal, and do it. You know, you already know how to set goals. It's just fine. What do you want? That's what I always go back to, especially when I was dealing with Arthur at the beginning. Arthur wanted to walk again. So that was a pretty, you know, intense want. Now, I never thought he was going to walk again without those canes. I had no idea. But that's where I learned about nutrition. And last week we had Terry Lang on here. And she's like, you know, she was a nurse, and she's like the godmother of YRG, and she had some awesome things to say, you know, about nutrition and food, and, you know, why you eat what you eat, and why you don't eat gluten and dairy, you know, and why if you want to be in the, you know, best shape of your life, you know, why you want to sort of make some changes. And it's, you know, it's a tough change in our culture, because our whole world is revolved around milk is good for you. You know, we've got every superstar in the world. From Stone Cold Steve Austin to Michael Jordan wearing a milk lip, and wheat is the staff of life. Bread is the staff of life, which is both bullshit. You know, they're both shit for you. But you know, some people can eat them. You know, some people can eat plastic. So they just find different goals, man. And you just feel people just tend to have a tendency to feel better about themselves when they achieve the goals. Like, I write a list every single day. And I could be in the middle of my workout. It'll come to me, and I got six people working out with me, and I just freaking reach over and go, all right, call all the YRG people. Call, go mail this. Go get this. Go get that. Make sure you do this. And I just, I was sweating. By the end of the day, I've got everything crossed off. That's another goal. Family goal. So, Stacey, you have any advice?
I will definitely do that. I did that at 30, and I had just gotten out of the tour, and I gained a whole bunch of weight because I went immediately to a desk job and trying to make my way in a whole new world. And I did that at 30, and I had toyed around with putting that goal for 40 because I could still do it. I know that's not an issue. Actually, I finally got on a scale today. I've dropped 14 pounds since I've been doing this. And for me, it's mainly been dietary, though. And I listened last week because I was diagnosed with a dairy allergy at like 6, and basically the first time my mom put a bowl of cereal with water in it in front of me, I was like, fuck this. I can't do that. So I was like, so my whole life, you know, I still did dairy, and, you know, no matter how good a shape I could get, I could never figure out why. I could never get really cut. I could never figure out, you know, all those different things.
Right.
And I'm tired of the mucus. I'm tired of all that crap.
Are you still eating dairy?
No, not anywhere I can find it. I mean, I constantly every day go, shit, that's got dairy in it too. You know, like, I'm all goat cheese now, silk milk, which is, to me, tastes better than real milk, but I get silk and things like that. And
what's it's almost silk made of? What is silk made of?
Soy.
No, you don't want to do that. Go to I'm going to tell you why. Because soy cuts men's testosterone. And now that you're turning 40, the last thing you want to do is do that. That's a fact. So almond milk, rice milk, coconut milk, you know, any one of those, goat's milk even, you know. I've never really drank goat's milk. I have no desire to because I love the almond milk because vanilla, that tastes awesome. Stacey, do you have any, you were starting to say something?
Oh, well, I think daily lists are very empowering because they really, I keep them. And they keep me on track and they remind me of things that I need to do that, you know, might drift out of my mind. And as I cross things off, it feels very empowering. But I wanted to say, we got on the topic of dairy and gluten. You know, when I did my treasure map and all that, my initial goal was, because you know I've been, for 20 years, I was in excess of 300 pounds. And all I wanted was to be low end plus size. You know, I thought, God, I would be so happy at a size, you know, 14 or 16. That would be a dream come true. And I shared with you a couple weeks, Dallas, that I tried on and fit into a size 8 mini skirt. And people, like, I had an interview today. My local paper is going to be updating my story. They called me and wanted to know, you know, what's going on with me. And she kept asking me, what's your goal? You know, what number do you want to get to? And I truly don't know. I'm letting my body decide. But my body is so happy not having dairy and not having gluten that I'm completely surpassing the dreams that I had about myself. I mean, and I'm not being strict. It's just that I'm not poisoning myself, and my body's responding pretty amazingly. So I wanted to share that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm curious.
Go ahead.
I was just curious, like, how long is it, like 90 days or so before you start to really notice the difference once you start taking that stuff out? I mean,
no, it was quicker. I mean, I think I noticed, you know, in terms of my energy level, within a month. I mean, noticeable high energy, and then, you know, the weight just started to really move off of me differently. Because I've dieted all my life, and the last diet that I did before YRG was Metafast. And anyone who's ever tried that knows how strict it is. And the weight wouldn't budge because I was just doing it wrong. My body hated it, and it was not nutritional. It wasn't real food.
It's not healthy. If anything's not real food, and, you know, anybody who knows me, I never use the word diet. What's the first three letters of the word diet? Die. They all die because you can't live like that. But you can create an eating plan and a lifestyle change, and that's what it's all about. Lotel, I got more questions from people on the line. Well, thank you for coming on, and I will see you Saturday. Looking forward to it, man.
Great. Thanks.
Okay, we got Betsy on the line. Betsy, This is my Betsy.
Yeah, hey, DDP, how you doing?
Good, Bets. Good to I met Betsy because she had ordered. It was for her boyfriend at the time. Now her husband, Adam, the book, the Dallas Page, Positively Page, the picture, and NYRG all together, and I personalized them right and sent them to you, right?
Yeah, I was so touched too. I sent an email to Marlon, I think it was, asking if he could just pass on a message to you to just tell you that anytime you're in D.C., anything you want is, you know, please just call me because, I mean, it was just, I could tell that it was all personalized by you.
Yeah, and so I just happened to be on my way to lay over. I should have just put that damn call through. My sister was just calling in here. I was on my way to Afghanistan, and I don't think we surprised Adam, and you were hooking me up at that awesome Who's Breathing? Come on, Darth Vader, go away. I was saying you hooked me up with that awesome place, the Wolf. What's it called? The Mayflower.
Yeah, the Mayflower Renaissance Hotel. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Betsy hooked me up with a place to stay. I mean, the whole nine. So we surprised Adam. I can't remember what we did. Did we give it to him? Or how did that come about that we surprised him? He opened the door? How did that work out? I forget.
Oh, well, first off, I mean, you really worked hard on the surprise. You kept coming up with great ideas on how we were going to land the surprise on him and everything, and you set the whole thing up. First I went and picked you up at the airport and had to tell Adam that, listen, I've got to go do something and I can't tell you what it is. And I went and picked you up at the airport, took you to the hotel, and the next morning brought Adam over to the hotel to stay also. And then you came to his room and surprised him.
No, that was funny, man. He flipped and we did some YRG together, hung out, and went out to dinner that night,
so
had some cocktails,
fun.
Good time. Good time. So what do you got today, Bets? What do you got going?
Well, actually, I feel so bad because it's kind of off topic, but still a little bit on topic.
No, that doesn't matter.
Retreat.
That doesn't matter. Oh, cool. Yeah, what about
Well, I have your page up here. And first off, let me preface this by saying that Adam and I are actually, you know, because it's the beginning of the year, we're trying to plan out all of our trips and trying to budget for them. Yeah, and there are a lot that we've been invited to do, and we're trying to budget for all of them. And we looked at the cost of this one, and we saw that it was, first off, the page where it says, what does the gourmet inclusive package include, is, like, incredible. Everything that's in this package that's listed on this, I mean, that's all that's in the package.
Yeah, everything that's up there, there's only one area, like a swim with the dolphins or whatever, but that's separated off that, so you can see that's an extra expense. But every single thing from the food, and I don't know if you got to the part about all the food that, like, they grow at the El Dorado in Mexico, which is like 40 miles outside of Cancun. All-inclusive resort. It's gorgeous. If you're listening to this and you haven't gone and checked it out, this is going to be an event. And I didn't put hardly any money on top at all for me at all because I really wanted to make this. I wanted to get as many people there that were going to be tight and have a good time, but I'm not going over 60. And I have yet to. It's funny you bring this up, Beth, because I have yet to go out and really promote this yet. I wanted to wait till right around tax time, people getting that check back. And, you know, if they could swing it, then they could make it for August. And that's why I made it so far away, too. But for, I believe it's $675 a person in a room. So if you're a couple, you get, so it's $225 a day. You not only get the room and all the YRG stuff and the workouts and the cooking classes and the baking classes and all the food. And I just don't mean all the food. And by the way, all their food, they grow their own organic vegetables. They grow 15 tons, 15 every year, and they sell them to other resorts. So they have, like, a ridiculous amount. And they also do wheat-free and gluten-free. My sister Sally, I can't believe she just called up, and I might have put her on with us. I hit ignore by accident. Because she could really explain this. It's so funny, you called and she called. But they My brother-in-law was a celiac, and a celiac means you could never have wheat or dairy in your diet because he was breaking down and getting really, really bad sick. And then he finally, after a year and a half, got diagnosed as a celiac and eliminated wheat and dairy. So she went down there. She said, if I'm coming down there, I'm bringing my husband, can you do a wheat and dairy-free thing for me? And they were like, absolutely. So they're going to cater. You don't have to come down and eat wheat and dairy-free, but if you just want to try it, well, you're going to have that experience. And that's what I'm doing in the cooking class and the baking class. It's all going to be wheat and dairy-free because I want to show people how great it tastes. And you can do it yourself. You know, you can go to Baltic Eaters. You can go to Baltic Eaters store and buy cookies or brownies or muffins or if you want. But if you want to just make it yourself, you can do it yourself, too, because we're big pushers of the Namaste products, and they're going to send us all their products, their brownies and their muffins and their cookie mix and the whole deal. So it's going. All of that is included. Plus, I'm doing two workouts a day, one in the morning and not too early, like 9 o'clock. I think it's like 9 o'clock. And then the afternoon one's like 4:30. So or 4 o'clock. And they're both an hour and a half. You don't have to stay the whole time. You don't have to come to both of them. You can come to one of them. Because I want people to come to this event as if – I don't want them to think about weight loss. I want them to think they've already hit their goal, even if they're still 60 pounds from their goal or 20 pounds or whatever it is. The goal is to not gain any weight when you get there. Because everybody knows they go on vacation, they gain 10 pounds, 12 pounds. So they eat like gavones and da-da-da-da. Well, if you're working out with us, you're going to need to eat. And there's going to be awesome choices. And I'm going to have two parties. One on the first, this is either 5 days and four nights, and that one, I can't remember what that one is. Whatever it is, it might be another $200 more expensive for the next day. It might be less than that. I'm not sure. But it's either 5 days and four nights or 4 days and three nights. And on the second day, which will be the Thursday, I'm going to throw a party on Thursday and one on Sunday. And, healthy cocktail. You know, you can have whatever you want, though. But the goal is to show people how you can go on a vacation, eat what you want, have a great time, and not gain any weight. You know, the goal is not to lose weight. This isn't a fat farm we're going to. But if someone loses weight, sweet! You know, whatever works. I think I just rattled off a bunch of your questions, but do you have any questions besides that?
Well, the deposit comes out of the $675 per person?
Right. The deposit is off the top. And you can buy insurance on this, too.
That's really cool. I mean, it just looks like such a great recharge to have, you know, that's so much fun that it's just a great way to just recharge and just to, I guess, to get yourself really stoked up for the last part of the year, you know?
Well, you know, and it's a great place to bond because so many of us, you know, become familiar with, you know, each other on DDP Radio, on Team YRG. A lot of us have met each other at different points, but I ain't never met Stacy. I've met Arthur, met Doug, but there's a lot of people I have not met. Like, I'm going to meet Motown. I'm going to meet Motown at the park tomorrow, you know. But, you know, not everybody has not everybody lives on the east, on the west coast, and you know, down in San Diego, he's still got an hour or 2 or 3 hour ride to get to me. But the bottom line is, this is, we're all going to chill out, we're going to have a good time. And anybody who's working on this certification, like I know Rev Kev, I know Sparky's working on a certification, I'm going to give a little special attention to that as well. You know, and then maybe get them up there and even let them call some stuff and take through it. But I also want to show people that the workouts that you're used to doing on the DVDs, well, they'll be similar, but you're going to be like, oh, my God. Doug, didn't you feel that when you worked out with me this week?
Feel what? Which way now?
I said about, did you feel like you were doing the DVDs when you were with me?
Oh, no, not at all. Completely different.
But there's
meals in there, but...
Right. It's a different animal. I'm just taking YRG to the next level, just like I'm taking that DDP TV to the next level. You know, and that's what life is. For Motown, if you're still listening to this, I'm sure you are, it's about taking life to the next level. Like, I'm going to be 55. I've called that. Everybody knows my hand sign. 55. I'm suing 303 about it right now. far as I'm concerned, I love that all the teams are doing it. You know, you got Auburn, and they got the A in the middle, or Alabama, and they got the A with the gloves, and they put it together. Or Oregon, they got the O in the middle, but it's still the hand sign. That, you know, Jay-Z may throw it up, but it started with me in 1995. And I love that Jay-Z throws it up. I love it because it's his own version. It's sort of like what Randy Orton did with the Diamond Cutter and made it the RKO. But when you put it on a piece of clothing like 303's been doing, that's a problem for me. You know?
Right.
Because I don't want you to, and it was you, Betsy. That's so funny. It was you who called tell people what happened and how this went down. How I even know about this.
Oh, yeah. Actually, my husband and I, Adam is my husband. Adam and I we go to Hot Topic every now and then, and we happened to be in there, and we saw DDP's sign on a T-shirt in there. And we were like, oh, Rad, we'll get one and surprise him with that, because I think we were, you know, going to be talking with him later. And we got up a little closer and noticed that it wasn't DDP, but a company that was using a sign, or some kind of band that was using a sign called 303 or something like that. And we took a picture of it and sent it over to him saying, do you know these guys?
Yeah, man. So I didn't. And thank God, Betsy, you saw that, because those guys they filed for a trademark. And it was in the last stages, so I called my buddy Ralph up, who's my lawyer, and he called up. He would have stopped that immediately. But my point is, it's not about that. It's about the sign of 55. And, you know, I am constantly resetting myself up for success and planning on what, like, once I get past the year of the Diamond Cutter, I'm going to be looking up, what am I going to be doing for myself at 60? What am I going to do that's going to be different? Like, now I'm doing that forearm handstand in the middle of my workout all the time. We do the thing where you roll over onto your, you know, you're in plank position, and you roll over onto your right or your left, and I pick the foot up in the air. In the beginning, we were just doing it for 5. Then it went to 10. Now it's at 20. You know, just holding that foot up in the air. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. I'm constantly saying, can I get to that next step without hurting myself or spasming myself? Because as soon as I feel my body go, okay, that's enough, I back down. And I always ice my body after workouts. Anybody listen to me? Ice your body. It's your best friend. So so that's cool, Betsy. It's just so funny you said that, because I pulled a lot of stuff in together. So do you have any other questions about the retreat?
No, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm really hoping that, you know, after this call, I'm hoping that we get together and budget all of this stuff in, because, I mean, it sounds like a really cool thing.
Very cool, very cool. All right, baby, I got a couple more callers on here. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for letting me ask this.
That's my pleasure. Okay, Robert, I know we got a couple more guys on there. You got Dale on there? Is he still on the line?
Yes.
Hey, Dale, how you doing, bro?
Good, and you, DDP?
I'm good, man. Good. So we got a question?
Yeah, I was wondering, where are you going to make your return?
Return to what, wrestling? I'm done, brother. I'm done.
You should come back. They need you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro. But I, like I said, I'm 55, and I feel amazing. That fake shit hurts like hell.
Right.
That's all I can tell you, bro. And I respect so many of the guys. I really respect Kevin Nash big time. I'd be able to do it, you know, at 51 the way he does it. Because there's no 6'10" guys out there doing it past their mid-40s ever. So, you know, Kevin, another guy who stays incredibly flexible, too. But, yeah, I'm done, my brother. I'm done. You got any other questions?
Yeah, I had a couple other questions. Do you got cell that people can just text you?
Only on the Twitter, bro. Go to my Twitter. It's the Real DDP. I'm going to change it to the Real DDP. If you can find it on there, I think they do some kind of thing where they And I pretty much talk on that quite a bit now. But I try to make it only interesting things, like the recent thing I just put up there for DDP TV, that interview with Rob Van Dam's coming up. I think you'll dig it. All right, Dale, appreciate you calling in, bro. Got to go to my next caller, though. Ryan.
All right, bye.
See you, buddy. Ryan. Right, don't
well, Ryan dropped off. Off, so.
Okay, what, yeah, is that yeah. it then?
Actually, no, we've got Matt Fisick on.
Maddie, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, DDP? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Never Been Fatter blogs going?
Never Been Fatter blogs have never been fatter, man. They're doing good. We got that tenth one up, and I think by Sunday I should get the 11th one up, which is going to address addiction, basically the being the addict that I was with food, and kind of answering some questions I've had from some people about transferring over to gluten-free and dairy-free. And so that's going to be something I'm going to be getting up. Like I said, I'm looking to get it up on Sunday. And
so let me ask you, have you upped your workouts up? Have you upped them up?
I've just started upping the workouts up. And I'm trying to, my goal is to get in 2 hours of workout a day, whether it be.
Really?
That's what I'm trying now. This
that's
is
a great commitment. That's
like,
great.
Exactly, it's the goal. It's what I'm starting to envision myself doing. I'm trying to do at least either a combination of doing YRG like in the morning and in the evening, and about an hour's worth, so like two programs, like Fat Burner and Energy, or doing YRG. Those two, and then doing an hour on the treadmill to build the endurance. That's one of the things that I've always had problems my whole life with, just endurance, And one of the things that I've always kind of have to keep thinking back, and this whole thing about setting where you see yourself, envisioning yourself, and the goals and the attitude and everything. When I actually was doing Greco-Roman wrestling, one of the things I absolutely loved, and this is when I was a kid, is the fact that I could get my ass handed to me for three periods, but in the last 10 seconds, I was in good enough condition to pull out a match. And that's how I envision myself. I have to get back to that point where I can go, and I can go, and I can go. And you hit the wall, and then you just go through that wall. And that's what I'm starting to work on. That's my initial steps here now of getting past hitting that wall and being like, okay, I'm done, And not hurting myself either, just doing it realistically.
Oh, cool, man. I think that's a great goal.
The motivation, I think what Stacy was saying was very true. When I had lost weight before in my life, one of the things that I did was, as stupid as it sounds, I wanted to look like Austin. And I ended up looking a little bit like Steve Austin. And, he can't be an ugly son of a bitch, but, it's that toughness. That's what I wanted, that quality. And I got there. But then, kind of what Doug was saying, I lost total focus. And for the spiral that started was because I had no goals popping in my head. I had no ideas. I just started doing whatever came in front of me.
No, we got a big goal coming up for you, right after this next month, and I'm sure you're going to knock it in the ass as far as taking that 400 mark.
I'm on the cusp of it, brother. And again, what's really cool, man, is I think, one of the things that was said was, how soon, I think Motown said, like, how soon did you feel the difference when you got off of, like, the dairy and the gluten? And to me, I felt it because my body was so saturated with it. I felt it right away. Now what I'm feeling from it is I'm just feeling that positive energy coming. It's almost like I'm eating positive, you know, and it's like it's an intake of life now, and it feels so good. And you can feel it just kind of just little by little, your body just kind of moving around a little bit. And, I you know, I love that idea. I have a bunch of stuff in my closet, man, that, you know, when I start hitting these goal points and getting down, just like Stacy said, getting into those things and feeling that accomplishment, that's what I can't wait for, man.
And, Matt, I would suggest that you treasure map physical activity and exercise, because that was part of it, too, for me. I posted pictures of activities and stuff at the time I couldn't do, including certain yoga poses, and I can do them now.
That is awesome.
Very cool. I never thought I could get to that point. But it's a real kind of a passive thing. It seems like you're not doing anything, but like I said, it all goes back to the unconscious mind. You know?
Yeah.
So have fun with it. Make a little book.
Love that idea. I love it.
All right, guys. I think we hit a lot of good shit today. A lot of really good stuff. My cat here wants to get fed here. Cuz will say hello. Can you hear him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's been the only time he ever pays attention to me is when he's hungry. So on that note, I got to feed my cat and feed my face. Don't like to eat this late normally, but on this day's concern, I forgot all about the show. I'm glad you guys didn't and you came along for the ride. And next week, it might be a replay, but I'm not sure. I might be on the road or I might not. I'm not exactly sure right now, but I'll make sure everybody knows. If not, we'll play one of the recasts of one of the shows. Not sure which one it'll be, but check in with it. Definitely go to DiamondDallasPage.com and sign up if you want to see some of those interviews that I'm going to be doing. The new DDP TV is definitely going to be killing, and I think I haven't looked at it yet, but Robert told me he redid that site a little bit there, so everything's just all coming together. Appreciate everybody coming around and checking it out. All I can say is, Robert, you did a great job. Stacy and Doug, thanks for coming on. I want to thank all the guests for coming by and tell everybody you've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But
you love me. You hate me. You'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the... Yo, high five.